This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for August 14, 2023.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God.
Recording in progress.
Okay. Roll call.
Susan Young.
Bernie Rock.
Pat Moran.
And Russ is excused. So at this point, at 6:31, I'd like to open the public hearing. And the public hearing is to expend some money out of the capital improvement reserve fund that we have. It's for the disposal of the buildings down at our property on Raymond Road, and the total is $21,000, and I believe that we have to spend $500 prior to that for a hazardous.
Is that what that was part of?
It wasn't part of the 21, but it's a separate.
If there is something about that, I have to reach out to Anthony. Something that could possibly be waived when you talk to Tom Severino about that, because he's doing site work.
I think we're still going to have them do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that will identify any issues down there. So I'll open it up to the board to start with.
The board or the public?
The board first.
Is this the only proposal? I thought we needed three.
That was the proposal.
This is the one that Severino's used. It's local.
So this is the only proposal
this
we have?
This is the only
okay,
one.
Okay, because I thought our policy said we needed three.
I believe it's over 10,000.
Yeah, this is over 10,000.
Here's Russ. Russ was going to call in. Hi, Russ.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good, good. We're just starting to discuss it.
Linda.
Okay.
The TV's not on.
All right.
You're talking about the demolition.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Sue just brought up a question. She thought we needed at least three proposals.
No.
But,
The question is, the longer we put off on this, also, is liability. That's what I'm very concerned about.
Yep.
And the hazardous waste material, we are having our own hazardous waste site on the 23rd of next month.
Yeah.
If we don't have it, we first of all, depending on what it is, you can't store it places either.
Right.
So that's what, to me, that's an important factor. I don't know what we can get done at that point.
All right. Well, we do have. There was a proposal, I don't have it in front of me now, but $500 to do a study up there to make sure that there wasn't any hazardous issues up there before they did the demo. That was part of the agreement that the demolition people said. Is that right, Ronnie?
Yeah.
That's pretty standard?
Yeah, you have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't do it without.
Right.
And that's for lead, things like lead?
Anything.
Paint or asbestos on pipes.
So we don't need any more.
I believe your policy says the board can waive the requirement of three proposals.
It does?
Okay. The selectmen can do that.
Okay.
And this was one I got from Severino's, and it was on their recommendation because they deal with these people.
I don't have a problem with that. But my other comment is, do you think we're putting the car, I assume we have liability on it. Right now.
Yeah, it's covered under brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do we need to do this right now if we're not sure if the taxpayers or the voters are going to vote through for the building?
Well, I feel yes, we need to, because it is, even though the structure's there and we might have signs up to say no trespassing and we got insurance, it's still a liability with those structures hanging around there.
Right.
The liability is a problem. The liability right there. We own the land. We have to do something to protect ourselves. If something happens down the road that we don't build on it, but we are liable all this time. There's a well there on that property. It's got to be covered over. We've got things there that are for the town problem.
Yeah, my question was, Russ, whether we had coverage liability right now through Primex, and I assume we do.
Yes, two months ago, I think I had to put that on there, make sure we were covered.
Even with liability, I think that
Moving
forward with this would be the better choice, just because kids don't care about
liability. Well, we could
insurance,
say that about anything,
don't care
really,
about signs.
No, I'm just asking about if we're putting the cart before the horse, if you don't know if they're going to go this way, if they want to do that, or... Go ahead, you're shaking your finger. Go ahead, Boyd, help me out here.
I agree with Sue. You know, we're basically doing site work over there now, even before the financing for this project has been approved by the voters. I mean, that building could come down in a matter of days once we start working over there.
Yeah, but that's...
March,
you're talking.
Assuming the bond passes.
Passes.
Right.
And can I ask just one more question? The estimate that we had before that I'd heard was 4.2 million. Now you said it's half, it's 2-something million?
Because we had them re-engineer it to the price of 2.5 million.
Okay.
Instead of the wish list of everything that we thought we needed,
okay.
And it came up to over 4 mil.
Okay.
And we said, yeah, that's not going to fly. So we
okay.
said, 2.5 is probably doable. Re-engineer this thing so it fits into that.
And they have their sally port, they
yeah.
have their showers
yeah.
and everything. What
yeah.
did we give up?
Size.
Oh, so it's
scaled
even smaller.
Scaled it down a little bit, yeah.
Okay. But it doesn't have a meeting room, I heard?
No, the meeting room is
so
not going on right
grants.
Now.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Well, I assume once we start spending money on this property over here that we've given up any consideration of alternatives in addition to this building. Am I right on that? That we're not really...
I think anything is possible except that we got almost 3 years into this and that wasn't discussed in the committee. Discussed it numerous times and did not want to do anything here. They wanted to focus on that property.
What was their objection to putting an addition on this?
Because that I still believe it is cheaper to build from scratch than it is to modify, you know, and redo things so it
fits. Well, let me say, we've been working on this for so long. Why weren't these people coming forward at the meetings at the whole committee was there to talk and discuss it. For us as a board members right now, that's not the proper way. The town gave us the authority to buy that for the future of the police, fire, and road. So that was how it was presented, and now these things come in after the fact. It's ridiculous, especially when you're not talking to the board that was put together to talk about.
Okay.
I don't agree with you, Russ, and the thing I'm saying is I think everybody on this board thought the land was a very good purchase. It was under assessed value, I mean appraised value. I don't think anybody on this board and anybody in town, obviously, from the vote, had a problem with securing that property. That does not mean, in my opinion, that we have to do this. I just think we don't know if they're going to even approve a building. You know, I don't know. It just seems like it's, I don't know.
Well, you know, when it was presented for the future growth of Candia in those three departments. That's what was presented, and that's what the people voted on. Now, what will it be? That is still has to be determined by the voters. At that point, but from what I'm talking about, the demolition right now, we're talking more about liability. That building's got to come down, and we've asked the fire department what did they want to do with it, and they haven't come back with anything, and it's just lingered on, and lingered on. We need to move forward with that building at this point.
No. Well, that's not totally true.
Yeah.
They just said they couldn't burn it, but they would still wanted to do maybe some smoke testing or whatever, right? Training.
Well, I'll speak to that in a minute, Brian.
Okay.
The bus is done.
But I'd really like to focus on this proposal for the demolition and not rehash whether we're building there or building here.
Even if we're not to build on that property, with what we paid for it, adding $21,000 onto that to make it a safer site, we're not going to lose anything.
Yeah, you think that would add value to that lot?
Even if it doesn't add value, it's not going to reduce
it. Because somebody else would look at that and say, oh, gee, I got to tear that building down.
But on the issue of liability, it seems to me that that building were really a liability to somebody. Mr. Severino would have torn it down by now.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily.
Why?
He's I'm still there. I was going to try to save it. And now?
You still want to save it?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. There's nothing new here. Dean, go ahead.
I just, everybody needs to know that the reason for us to burn a building down, we need to get training out of it. And we went down there and looked at the building, and it's not safe. You'll have to tell your people that are going to go there to look at for asbestos and lead and stuff. The basements are flooded. They're full of water.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be able to get down there to look at the pipes and stuff. And the floors weren't safe enough for us to even go
in and
do training. So the state, it's very complicated to burn a house down, not like the years ago when you could burn one down. You have to train out of it. You have to tell them what you're going to do, all the different things. You have to have qualified instructors and everything. And it's just not, there's nothing there. We can't just burn it down. Okay. Plus the fact, the wires scare the daylights out of me.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
That would be super expensive if we ever burnt those wires.
Right.
So it just wasn't what we wanted to do. You know,
is anybody else in the audience got any comments on what we're talking about here? Just recite your name.
Bill Saffy, 30 Patton Hill Road.
Yep.
Wasn't this whole project basically put on hold by the town in a voting and warrant article?
What do you mean put on hold?
No.
No.
No, it was never put on.
It's never been brought to the town.
You guys pulled it because...
Yes.
We never proposed anything.
Yeah.
Well, no, you proposed it because you had.
We had hearings here, but it's never been proposed to the town for a vote.
But it just seems like you're gonna spend $21,000 to tear it down. Then what? You're gonna say I'm gonna build a foundation next for $50,000, and you're gonna nickel and dime the thing to death?
I don't believe so. I think we're gonna tear it down, and then we're gonna have a proposal for a warrant article this year, hopefully, and then the town can vote on it, whether they want to build it or not.
Add on to the current police station?
Pardon?
Will there also be a warrant article?
No. Not to my
knowledge. There might be. If it fails in March,
will be the telling thing. If it fails in March, Plan B, in my estimation, will be adding on to this building. Because if $2.5 million, like you say, Bri, doesn't fly, I don't know what's going to... You got to really pare it back then. Now, if it passes, that's a whole different ballgame.
Right.
And how come on warrant articles you guys always have a vote on the bottom of everything?
It's a recommendation, you mean? Yeah. Our recommendations?
Yeah.
It's actually... The Budget Committee spoke about this. It's not required by the state. It's optional. And they're thinking of not doing that at all next year because they think it might influence the voters.
I think it does.
Yeah, I don't know for a fact, but that's what they were saying. We just discussed that at the budget meeting.
I put it on the agenda tonight.
Yeah, the other night.
All right.
To not do that.
Anybody else? Judy?
Judith thought Libby Road, Candia. When this building was proposed and we built this building, if you recall, the first time the building came in, it was this huge thing that everyone turned down. It was very, at that time, very expensive. And one of the things that I remember talking about at that meeting was building a cape. Because if you build a cape-style building, which is what this building is, you can always add on to the cape. And that was part of the, I believe that was part of the discussion, because I know that it was done at a town meeting, and I know that I talked about it, about building a cape-style building, so if we needed more space, we could go out and either put an L on or expand the building in some way. So now that we've come up with this other proposal, I think that we're talking a really huge expenditure, or no one's denying that the police need more space. That there's a possibility that we can give them space without spending $3 or $4 million.
Stay away from that four.
And for the audience.
Four is not part of it anymore.
Pardon me?
Four is not part of it anymore.
Two and a half.
Everybody loves to keep throwing that out. But.
Two and a half
is still a lot of money.
$2.5 million is still a lot of money.
Well, it's not four, though, Judy.
But
don't.
It's a lot. It's a lot of money. You're paying for.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
$2.5 million is a lot of money.
Yes, it
and
is.
The thing that happens is, and I always used to think when we'd have, have town meetings and you'd have a warrant article. And we would pass a bond issue and $50,000 every year to pay off the bond plus interest, and then when it's done, oh, our budget will go down. No,
the budget will not go down.
$50,000 just stays in the budget, and we spend it on something else, and it never goes down. So there, whatever that principal payment is plus the interest, it's just there, and suddenly that's just part of the regular budget. So.
You had your hand up?
Yes, sir. Bill
Name?
Pina, Maplewood Drive, Candia.
Yep.
So the question before the team here tonight is just whether to expend the funds to get rid of that barn and get rid of that house, which is a public hazard, right? To me, and from what I'm hearing from Patrick and you guys, that is a reasonable expense that would enhance the safety and the value of the property, safety of the area and the property itself. So to me, it makes reasonable sense. I know there's a lot of questions to be answered after that in terms of what goes there later, but the question tonight is just that. Right?
Absolutely.
That to me makes
That's
sense.
That's what I wanted to focus on. Ronnie?
It's kind of sentiment I want to say. It needs to be done sooner or later. And these guys have been treating us pretty good, and they're taking all that stuff down. And if you don't do it now, you talk about liability and got insurance, but why create a liability?
You know,
someone's going to want to be crawling in that house. It is pretty unsafe. I don't even like going in there. But it needs to go away, and you're going to do it now, you're going to do it later. So at least you get the thing cleaned up. If the boring article doesn't go through, it just sits there.
Well, it also improves the appearance of the property.
Yeah, and I know you want to talk about the addition. It's not going to be cheap to add on to here. You know, if you want to add on, first of all, there's not much room here. But if you're talking about adding on a police station, you're still going to spend, because you think it might be $500,000, but now there's a police station, it's going to cost $1 million or $1.5 million. That's the problem. You're going to try to fit something up that isn't ready for it. The other thing of that is you need the room. You know, we built this 30-some years ago, and you're busting at the seams. God forbid you guys need to expand.
Right.
You have nowhere to go. So by moving them out, if you expand for the police, then what are you going to do a year later? And come back and say, well, now we got to add on some more because we don't have any more room here. So it's looking into the future that you can use this building for a lot more years because they're gone. And if the warrant article doesn't pass, well, then you got to start over again. But,
right.
But you at least need to get to that point. And I commend you guys for getting it down to where you did. But building is not, you know, that $2.5 million would have been $1.2 million. 2-3 years ago.
And it's not going to be, years from now, it's not going to be 2.5 either.
So anyway,
does the demolition go out to bid?
That's not
that was my question.
No.
I don't believe it did.
We had one person that we got a price from, and it was a local outfit that does a lot of work with Severino's, and they were recommended by them.
Does New Hampshire have like a system where you can go online and put things out to bid like Massachusetts does? Whether it's paving a highway or building a building?
You post it.
Typically, we would post it and solicit prices from people.
So you got one price?
Yes. Yep.
Are you going to put it out to bid?
No.
Wouldn't you always get at least 3 estimates for anything?
Not necessarily. The board does not have to stick to that policy.
I think, I don't know, I have to pull that.
That doesn't make any logical sense.
Well,
you don't have to stick to it, but financially, why would the townspeople choose to do that?
Because we have a lot of faith in the people that live in town here and do this kind of work, so we have a lot of faith in them.
That doesn't fly.
Well, it doesn't.
That's all well and fine, but you still have to find out what other people are willing to do. Somebody else may say they can do it. They have lower overhead. They can do it for less.
bunch of illegals.
I'll tell you, I have all the faith in the world in Severino. What they do, what they say, if they recommend someone, that this is not about them, in my opinion. The thing is, when it was a $4.5 million proposal, I believe my husband, or Dean, went out and measured out back here, and it was, what was it, the same square footage?
Yeah.
And now it's gotten smaller. So my opinion is, you certainly, I would think, could accommodate a smaller part. I would go, it was going to accommodate the larger part right out back here with parking and everything. And I don't know if I agree with Ronnie as far as it's cheaper to start a building from scratch than adding on. I don't know if that's accurate. The other thing is, we had a fund, we had a capital improvement fund that the taxpayers 2 years ago, was it, voted to put 350 or what, 360, I think it was, in that fund. That money is just about gone. It's all been spent for the police department, engineering and study and everything else. So this past March, the voters again said, and I sold it as a savings account. They decided to put 360 back in it to get that capital improvement savings
300
account.
300 back in it.
Oh, I thought it was 360, whatever. They chose to do that, and now I just think we're going to find that money that we think we're saving or is in the savings account again is going to be dwindling away, because I asked at the last selectmen's meeting, I said, if we can get a group together to explore adding on out back, can we have some money? It certainly is not going to be $300,000, but can we have some money for to see if the engineers can... They weren't even asked about adding on to this. When they discussed the whole project, they weren't even asked about, and you know, because the committee didn't want it, which is fine, but I think you need several options.
Right.
And again, I don't know. If Ronnie recommends this, if we're going to do it, I would certainly go with his recommendation, because I think he has the best interest of the town at heart. But I just
I want to get back onto what we're discussing,
right.
Not addition here and addition there.
As far as going with a single proposal, I am more inclined to back a company that's recommended to us by someone that's done so much for this town, and a company that it basically is going to represent his name in doing this project. So they're very inclined to do things the right way. You can go out and you can get five different proposals. You might even find one that's $5,000 less than this. But you have no idea what you're going to be left with. At least with this, we have a company that is going to answer the phone if things aren't done as explained. Because they represent somebody that's got a pretty big name in town.
And if you've got the bid route, once you do that, you really need to put a set of specs together. You know, you could spend a few $1,000 just to put it out for bid. And
so,
it's not,
hold on.
If this was a $100,000 demo job, it's a different story. But we do a lot of demo.
No, I trust you on
this. This is pretty reasonable, and you don't want to spend
right
money.
All right, Russ has got something. Go ahead, Russ.
Brian, we're here talking about the demolition. We're rehashing other things that you rehashed and talked about. They want to coming to the committee, the safety facilities committee.
You have to mute
that's
him.
The committee that's formed to look
mute
into this for Candy and make forward motions and what have you to move forward. Not and so this is right now, and we're going to talk about the demolition. The others, fine, they can come in and talk to the board, but to rehash this tonight, we're here to talk about demolition concerning the property and liability that the town is exposed at this point.
Right. Thanks, Russ. Anybody else in the audience got anything else about the board?
I'd be in favor of spending that $21,000 and demolishing that building if the town votes to approve a bond issue in March. That's the time to do it, not now.
Well, we can agree to disagree.
If you had a building on your piece of property that was completely unsafe, would you wait until you decided what you wanted to put there before taking it down?
I put
or would you
no
take it down?
I put a no trespassing sign up on it.
That'll stop them.
That's definitely.
Well, but then they have a hard time suing you for liability. Yeah.
Well, I mean, whether you sue somebody or not doesn't really matter. If a kid goes in there and breaks his neck and dies, what difference does a piece of insurance matter? Does that really matter in the end of that?
Is our town pit protected like that?
But it doesn't matter. That's not Jesus. That's
Brian,
not the
just
point.
You
the
don't insurance. Agree with me,
no,
don't
that's
try
not. You keep
me.
Bringing it around to something else. It's not what we're discussing.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about liability.
Hold on, Joe.
Brian, I'm Joe Silvera, Tower Hill Road. I have to agree with Patrick. I've been in this. Well, I'm retired now, but years and years ago, demolition can go anywhere. It can go high, low. And I have to agree, we have the recommendation of a local person who uses this person all the time. The value of the property is going to increase with it cleaned up. And the town is not, if we vote down the issue come in March, the town can sell that property for more money than what it's paid. And it would be beneficial. Someone's not going to get hurt. And that's just, well. That's my opinion. I think it should be voted for.
Okay. Does the board got anything else?
Well, just on that basis alone, I would support it. If the it increases the value of the property by $21,000, if we ever have to load that thing, we'll get that $21,000 back.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, so can we make a motion just to limit it to the 21, or is it 21.5?
It's 500 that we already have access to, correct? We still have a balance?
We still balance.
Right. The 21 is what we need to be able to get approved to take out.
We have a balance in what?
In that, that we've already pulled out enough to cover the 500, so.
You've replenished it with the 300, but there's still a little balance. Except
so 21 is what you're asking for?
Correct.
So 21. Okay.
Please.
I move we approve the contract with DeFranzo Demolition to remove the property at remove the buildings at 512 Raymond Road for $21,000.
I'll second that.
All right, any other discussion on it? Seeing none, all in favor?
Boyd.
So.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Russ? And Russ.
Yes.
All right, your name is. Okay.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
Have fun.
Who's Russ?
All right.
Is he home or what?
Talk to you
soon. Bye. No, he's on a mission and vacation at the same time. Thank you, everybody. At what is it?
657.
658. We close the public hearing. All right. Approval of the minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from July 10th.
I'll second that.
Any questions or discussion on it? Seeing none, all in favor?
So,
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. And we had a work session minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the Candia Selectman's work session minutes from July 21st.
You a second?
I'll second it.
Boyd second. All in favor?
So,
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay, July 21st, and I don't know if you want to combine them together, but there was two that was in non-public.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to approve the sealed non-public minutes from July 10th and July 21st.
Second.
Any questions on any of it? Seeing none, all in favor?
Sir.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
Who seconded that?
Boyd, I think. All right. Departmental reports. We have highway.
So,
all good news, right?
Yep. For the month of July, we did South Road work and drainage work and paving, Brown Road work, drainage work and paving. We fixed quite a few washouts, pretty much ongoing all month, pretty much every week. This summer so far, we've had like one or two days where we get some pretty good washout rain. So we
began a roadside mowing prep for Tower Hill reconstruction, which we're doing right now, and just patching as needed. Barring any questions, that's all I have.
And the project up on Tower Hill, you said it's going really good?
Yeah, so far.
Board got any questions for Jeff? Or?
No, again, South Road is looks very good to me. I don't know that much about it.
Police. Chief's not here.
Chief is on vacation this week.
Oh, again?
Oh, again.
You must be in your party.
Couple of days.
We're going to do the other hour next year.
Do you want to post on it for the next meeting?
Oh.
Sure.
Jack as well.
Yeah.
Russell's going to read that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It'll be nice.
Maybe we can do that.
Yeah.
Fire department. Dean just left. Go ahead, Boyd.
Okay. Month of July 2023, they had regular truck and building maintenance, EMS training, and auto extrication. And they also, the fire department had 12 calls last month. The EMS had 36 for a total of 48 calls throughout the month.
That EMS stays pretty consistent, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yep, over one a day.
Would have any questions? All right.
Want me to do the police?
Oh, sure, if you want, yeah.
So the police department report looks like issued 119 motor vehicle warnings and 30 summons. And it looks like there's quite a few arrests as well. Driving after suspension, DUI, seems to be the regular every month.
I was going to say, they don't apparently think they need a license. Especially after it's been revoked. Right. Building.
Building department, we did a total of 48 permits for the month of July. Did 72 inspections, 28 failed, which we were affecting that. The revenue for July was $7,999.40. And the total up to $53,055.46 so far this year. And on code enforcement, we were able to close out three of the code enforcement issues on junkyards.
Nice. Old Deerfield Road, that one's done? Really?
Yeah. It's all cleaned up. It's
nice.
Going to demo the barn tomorrow, and they're going to build a new barn and redoing the whole property.
Perfect.
Wow. There's a miracle right there.
That is. That's been how many years in the making?
Thank
you, bank.
Did somebody else buy that property?
The bank took it.
Yeah, the bank took it.
No. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. No. That's why it's cleaned up.
Right.
All right.
I don't really want my 2 cents about the police department building. My town, we just went through that with the fire department. First time we tried, Taj Mahal, wrote it down big time. We didn't let it go. We tried again the next year. We shrunk it down. The town said, no, we want your bottom basics and try it again. So we waited 2 years, tried another warrant article, bone, basic bones. The town said, yep, we can pallet that. Now we have a nice, beautiful fire station in my town.
That is a nice fire station, too.
So that's 3 years, Bob?
What's that?
Four years.
4 years.
4 years.
4 years, skip three tries, and the town said that. We can deal with that. You brought it down to what you need, no wish list.
Okay.
That's pretty typical, actually.
Right. Yeah.
So you don't just give up after the first year. You keep compromising.
All right. Solid waste. Russ is here. You want to do that, Boyd?
That?
You feel like doing that?
No,
solid
no.
waste?
Yeah, because you want to go over the revenue?
Yeah.
Year to date, it's not complete. We don't have the 2022 numbers here. July 22 of last year, we took in $9,000. This year, we took $1,700. So it's not going in the right direction there.
That fluctuates.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
budget. Do you have anything for that, for Sue, or no?
No, only I'm glad somebody brought up the comments. They discussed doing that, and they also, there's the budget committee, the New Hampshire Municipal Association thing. If anybody's interested in that on the board, it's really informative. And they're having you Zoom, you can Zoom it this year, too.
I did that 2 years ago. It was...
Eye-opening.
There was some good stuff in there, but it's very...
It's a long day.
Eye-opening, yeah.
Very long to not get distracted, but...
Birds out in the yard and
all kinds of stuff. Was there anything on the other? Anybody else, any other?
Can I ask that we put the planning board back on here?
Yeah,
I know Rudy doesn't want it. Rudy, I know you don't want it on here to have a report to us once a month, but a lot of things happened, and we might have avoided some conflicts if...
Oh, I think you got rid of...
If we knew... No, he's right here. If maybe the board knew what your intents were, what was going on, or what you're trying to do. So is it okay to put it for Brian to give us a report?
Actually, it's very, very interesting that you asked that, because...
Is that a no? We won't waste time if it is.
Give you an update on what the planning board has been doing, because there's a lot of stuff that we're doing. I didn't really ask for it sooner, because a lot of the stuff is currently in progress and stuff, but we've done some great strides in a lot of things, especially in the capital improvements project, which the department has been excellent this year in helping us out, making sure that we've got something that we can present to the Board of Selectmen and the town. So I would not on a regular basis, it wouldn't necessarily be necessary, but I think probably in your next selectmen's meeting, then I would be very, very honored to come to the board and let you know what's been going on behind the scenes, because a lot of work has been done.
Well, that's the job of our liaison.
Yeah, Brian can do that. So you're not worried about it.
We can put Brian on the agenda every month.
Just with everybody else.
Oh, yeah, Brian can do it. I just got volunteered.
Well, you're the liaison.
I know what I am.
But Brian does have a lot of stuff on his plate, and I really don't have any problem with coming to the board and giving a lot of detail, because, as I said before, Brian's been a lot of say with the Board of Selectmen and stuff like that. So maybe I could probably write up something for the normal meeting every month and stuff like that. But
that would work.
Things really start to get to
That's
concrete, I would very much have no problem with coming to the board and saying, this is what's going on, and this is what we're trying to do for the town. Like I said before, we have a lot of people now on the board. We have a new committee, actually, on housing that has been very, very involved with our contract to see what our housing situation is in Candia. Andrea actually has been going to a lot of the sessions on that and stuff like that. So it would probably be very helpful, especially for Brian's standpoint, if I came and went through it, because there's a lot of stuff that I've been very, very involved with, that Brian has been involved with, but that's the point, he's got a lot on his plate, so I could probably give you a little bit more information on what's going on than he might be able to do.
We can work that out.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
We can work that out the next meeting, Rudy.
Sounds good.
If you want.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rudy.
I'll attend the next meeting, and we can find some nice commonality between what would be good and not overpowering the Board of Selectmen with a planning board update when it's really not germane to what you all are doing.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Rudy.
You're welcome.
All right. Before we go on to new business, if the board doesn't have anything else under the reports, I'd like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to have Joe Severa, so he doesn't have to hang around.
Oh, of course, absolutely.
I think he's enjoying the meeting.
Yeah. I really don't, let's be honest.
Usually I'm yelling at Brian.
What?
Can you get back to that?
No, no. Jeff is doing a fantastic job. He got up to my driveway today, a little bit beyond to Walter's.
Oh, nice.
We didn't find the horse and buggy that Walter said was buried there. We did find the clay, but the horse and buggy.
John's
not somewhere else.
Hey, Jones, praise for our road agent coming from you is quite important for Jeff. We ought to write this down.
Yeah. No, and my wife was out there too, so.
Wow.
Double-headed. I'm here, though, tonight on behalf of the Acadia American Legion. As you may or may not know, we had to give up our charter. We've been in existence since 1946, actually before that. We were post 76 in the beginning, and then a few years later we got our actual charter in post 91. Since that was 1946. Since then we've given thousands and thousands of dollars to boys and girls going to girls' state, boys' state to learn government. To the poor, as you know, to the food pantry, to the library, to being up there on Veterans Day and Memorial Day. And the members just felt that we couldn't give up our charter without trying to remember since 1946 to 2023 all the members that have passed and present that have been with us in the Acadia American Legion. Mr. Perkins, Brewer, I mean, I could go on and on and, with members that have gone before me. So I'm asking, the membership, their last request was that I would propose a seat, and I made some extra copies for you. In memory of the members, past and present American Legion, Candia Post 91, 1946 to 2023. And the members wanted me to ask that it be placed up where we generally meet twice a year for Veterans Day and Memorial Day. I also put a picture together at the end of the proposal, you know, roundabout where it would go.
Oh, no.
Hey, Joe.
How many
members do you have?
We are large. Well, we were up to 89. When we had to give up our charter, we were at 36.
So I mean, from 1946 until
I don't have that number. I mean, I'm talking. You're talking hundreds and hundreds.
Sure. Wow.
Yeah.
Big bench.
Yeah, I mean, again, from we had World War II, a lot of World War II veterans, Korean War veterans, Vietnam veterans. And we have a couple.
But out of your 36 that you do have now,
all Vietnam,
you can't get
one Korean veteran.
Yeah, you can't get enough activity.
Well, what it is that we couldn't. I've been the adjutant since 1995. And generally you have to vote for a new, you know, adjutant, a new commander, a new vice commander, junior. Nobody wanted the adjutant job, so I last year said, all right, I've had it. Since 1995, I'll train somebody to take the job over. I'm 74 years old. I don't know how long I have, but I want somebody else to take over. Mm-hmm. Nobody would do it.
Really?
So that's why because we couldn't have an active commander,
membership.
We lost Tom Hayes,
our
commander.
Yeah.
Joe Mealy's our senior vice commander, who had been commander. But he just, you know, he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's too bad.
Just couldn't find, and the younger vets, without a building, a place to go, it was hard to recruit them.
Okay.
I mean, a number of years ago, the board helped us try to find land way back to maybe put something up, because we had some money, which I had to turn back in when we gave up our charter.
Right.
And before I did, the membership said, you know, let's give the poor, let's give the library, you know, let's do this before we have to give up the money we have. So,
Joe, did somebody donate this granite bench?
No, the post with the money we had, the membership voted to purchase it.
I see.
granite, I assume?
It's granite, yeah. From Manchester Memorial, the Memorial Company.
Yeah.
They're going to install it. They're going to put in a 4-foot kind of foundation, they said. The only thing I need to do is get DigSafe up there before they show up.
Right.
But I didn't know if I would hope that the board, I know I've talked about it.
I thought you came in once before.
Well, we talked about it up at the memorial a few times.
Yeah, I thought so.
Do you need our permission or?
Well, I'm asking that you have permission
we can
to
do
put
that.
It up there.
We
yeah.
You need a motion so
yeah.
we can.
I would, yeah.
And you'll know the best place to place it?
Well, and I'll work with the person that's up there.
Dickie
takes
Weeks.
Takes care of the ground.
Dickie Weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple other people. Yeah.
But we thought we'd want to place it in a position where maybe down the road, if the town wanted to have like a park area, like a walk where people could go in and sit. I mean, it's a beautiful area.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the women's club or the ladies club would like to do flowers and a walk. And we just wanted to present this as a beginning for that.
So I'll make a motion if you like to have the American Legion or allow them to place a granite bench up at the memorial on High Street.
Yeah, I
second that.
I trust you.
All right, the second motion was made, seconded. All in favor?
Sue?
Morning.
Brian?
Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for having the
for the many years that you did
and the ceremonies every
well, and we want to try to have maybe one last one
good
with
Veterans Day
that would be good
because we have some other posts. Raymond said they would be their color guard, bring their color guard
nice
up, and maybe we could have some guest speakers from the selectmen
that'll be a nice thing
present it
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much.
New business, reval proposal.
Yes, our reval is coming up for 2024. Steve Hamilton gave me this proposal. I wanted. I know I had mentioned. Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, I discussed with you back on the 21st and said, you know, Steve would be the ideal person to do the reval.
Yeah.
His company, again, we get into the purchasing policy, so if you want me to put out to bid, I will do that.
We didn't with the other one.
I would just soon have Steve.
No, I think we did put it out, but boy, I think we picked the lowest.
We didn't for just the thing we just had at the public hearing. We better be consistent. Either we're gone or we're not.
Well, that's why I have it here, in case if you want to.
You know what? We don't put our contract with our town auditor out to bid.
Right.
We don't put the contract with Bart Mayer or all the
attorney, our IT company.
We have relationships.
Yep.
Okay? And that's not a bad thing.
No, I agree. Because
they trust us and we trust them. Yep. I can't see putting this out for bid. That'd be an insult to Steve Hamilton.
Yeah. He said he would understand if you wanted to.
Oh, no.
Steve's been really good to work with.
Yeah, he has been excellent to work with. So.
Please.
Can I ask one question? You said our money's going to cover this?
Yeah, we have in the reval. I think the balance, when I checked it today, it was $141,000.
Right? Wow.
Yeah, and this is only going to be $126,000.
Yeah.
So, and it's a full. So,
yeah, it's a full.
And we're going to try to go on a cyclical, which is like they do a little bit of the town every year, so it's not like a big reval. So it's a better way to do it.
Yeah, he's got it
over
all of 2024.
Yep. So we can talk about this, we'll go after, but we have to get the full reval done. We're due this year, so next year.
Mm-hmm. Want a motion?
Yes.
Please.
I move we accept a proposal from Whitney Consulting Group for a contract to perform revaluation in the town of Candy in the amount of $126,000.
I'll second it.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Sue?
Boy.
Brian?
Pat.
Good. Thank you. Budget meeting date.
Oops. Already?
Already. Seems like we just got to summer.
Is he expiring?
No, he's very impressed.
Do you know where Reach the Beach is?
September 17th to the 19th or something like that.
Right around the time of Deerfield Fair. Is it right before that?
I think it's the week or two before the fair.
Usually we're doing our budget thing.
I think it's the week weekend of the 19th.
I can Google it.
Do we want to do it on the weekend?
Reach the beach.
Reach the beach. Oh.
Do we want to do it on the weekend or do we want to do it on the Friday that we did last year?
We're going to do it on a Saturday? We did
it. It's up to the board. Yeah, we did it on a Friday. Yeah.
Let's do it on Friday. That way the department has come.
Yeah, yeah, it's a weekday, so, yeah.
We started earlier.
We started at, like, 3
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah.
Three.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that the 15th.
That work for everybody?
So it's the 22nd. 15th
is that
there,
what we want?
Is their thing.
Okay.
Let me just write that down.
Is the run?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
so what do you want, to, when are you going to do it?
Should we do the 22nd? I mean, I don't know.
Well, if we do the...
The 15th, it won't really affect... They won't be down here until Saturday morning.
Yeah, we can do the 15th.
Yeah,
I like
okay.
it earlier, so
okay.
if we have to keep right. adjusting...
Yep. yep.
Yeah.
I might do that run.
But. 8 o'clock?
3 o'clock. It's Friday. Friday the 15th. Right. 1:30. 8 a.m. Yeah. No, it's a Friday. First of all, you know I'm not a morning person. But 8:15. We're doing it in the afternoon. Yeah, let's do 3 like we did last year. 3 o'clock. Yes. We did. You stayed away. It was only a couple hours. You stayed awake. Yeah, you're not going to miss dinner, that's early. Unless you got the senior special every 3:30.
All right, so the, and you'll send out a notice.
I'm going to send out the memo tomorrow.
So 3 o'clock on that Friday.
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, Andrew, that's a good idea to give us a calendar.
I thought it was just easier. So we're
still
all turning
hang on
there.
To it.
I brought my big
pen.
Okay.
Okay, that's the end of that.
Okay,
discontinued roads.
Yeah, this is the summer for the discontinued road
issues. This is
going to
become
issues.
More and more of an issue.
I think so, yeah.
Well, what's the issue?
Well,
yeah, what's the issue?
It's
access.
It is
access,
access and we have certain, we have sometimes have issues where people want us, wants the town to get involved, and I'm willing to help. We had one on Tower Hill, not Tower Hill, Diamond Hill Road. Jeff went and talked to the person because the person put boulders in the road and it prohibited the person who had property further down from getting there. And she still won't do it. Jeff's talked to her, Mike's talked to her, and she won't budge. So
he would have been here, but it was,
yeah,
his,
he and I talked.
His wife's birthday tonight. So.
Yeah, he and I talked today. He said he talked to you. So anyway, so he's dealing with his title company. They're sending her, their legal department sending her letters. So that's kind of taking. Unfortunately, the town can't get involved though. We can do what we can. We try to help out. Now we have one on Healy Road. Haley Road Extension. And that
oh, at the end.
That little
yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
Someone was
no.
a loam, dumped a bunch of loam.
Yeah,
made a hill.
Horse path.
It goes
yeah.
to New Boston Road.
Oh, yeah.
All grown in.
It's all grown in.
Yes.
I used to drive there.
Yes. Well, we have someone, a logger, who would like to access the property for this person. He's going to be logging their property. He'd like to access it there. He's asking us to reach out to the person who owns that property. Jeff and I, we don't...
I don't
the town
personally
doesn't.
Want to get involved with
that
dog.
The other thing about
it, reach out town.
Well, he may have, I don't know. But, it, you know, you can access this person, the person who he's logging, they have a driveway. I mean, he can access her the back
off
of her property.
Town road.
Off of a town road.
Well,
so,
do it.
All right.
We'll do it that way.
Trying to, but this logger asked
I think
that it come to the meeting just to make sure that we will not, you know, and I... It's a civil matter. Oh, this stuff,
yeah.
this discontinued road
yeah, if we
is a civil matter.
Into that,
yeah.
Right.
The town voted to discontinue
yes,
all
Yes, legally,
the
though,
city,
the people who own it, they can
the,
block it because Soha wanted to
right.
block half of Baker Road.
Right, but you
and
can't.
Ryan wouldn't.
You can't.
You can block
he,
his
he
half, but not
he wouldn't.
Right,
no,
exactly.
Right.
He can't prohibit access for anyone that owns property other than that. So Soha might own it, but there might be. Judy or someone further than that, they can't prohibit them from accessing their property.
Well, most of those properties, they all have access from High Street, so
right.
it's not
right.
like
right.
it's going
right.
to block anything.
Right, but this is a little different. So
this is
we're
different.
Just, we were talking, Brian and I were talking today about possibly a policy. Brian doesn't think we need a policy.
We have
I think
a policy.
If we have enough
well,
of discontinued
it's
roads.
It's part of town vote that discontinued.
Exactly.
And the law
so
is
if I,
clear
I said,
about
I, we may not have a policy, but I'm going to keep all of like the minutes tonight that we discuss this,
yep.
that the town will not get involved and it will just, I'll leave
right.
it with our policies in case it comes up because this is, like I said, the summer for. Discontinued
you can't
road
spend
issues.
Town money on a discontinued road, and I don't want to
we
spend
have,
time
we,
on it either.
We just don't. We're out of it. It's a civil matter at this point. So,
yeah.
Well, but, when a road's discontinued, title to that property goes to the
yeah.
water.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Center
yeah, we
right.
have no...
ownership or
right.
anything.
Correct.
Like that. It's right. it's essentially private property.
Sure, right. It's nothing to do with us.
So what's so hard about that?
Well, the person that
well,
was
when
to
they
law
don't like, they don't like the no.
To, wanted us to talk
the no answer.
Yeah.
When you lose complete access to your property because of it, it makes it pretty tough.
Well, that's a different thing.
Right.
If that's the only access to your property, they
exactly.
can't deny
that's
you.
The first one, right. like says, said, it is the only access. There's two things that
yes, it's
with.
The most practical for the first one I was talking about. It's just down a hill and off to the left. Instead of going all the way down Patton Hill
mm-hmm.
to the railroad tracks, all drive down
oh,
the railroad tracks.
The,
yeah.
Okay.
Now this, the Haley Road one is the one.
And
that
so he or she won't take their boulders out just so they can.
He has like loam or so. He has like a pile of dirt that's
oh.
now overgrown.
No, that's right.
Oh, on Haley Road.
Yeah, and
she owns on both sides
wanted,
of it, so it's like
yeah. She has like
right.
we said, she's got access.
No, the other one.
So, but the logger didn't want us
sides.
To
so
talk to the board about
she can
it.
Block it.
So,
Judy,
we
do you have a question?
Good luck.
I thought I saw your hand start to go up.
My question was that with Boyd, I was going to bring up the point that Boyd said once the road's discontinued, the road, the property is just. The road is split down the middle
right.
and half goes
yeah.
to each.
Correct.
So it's private property. So I'm not sure why. I mean, that should be our answer. And I know that in this one case, it's very inconvenient for that person
for the
to
logger.
Go around.
Correct. Yeah. And
well,
drive
the logger,
through.
But that
yeah.
first person you talked
oh,
about where
yeah,
they
yeah.
have to go way around.
Right.
To,
right.
To
it's been our answer. It's just that they don't like
property,
the answer.
So
the very first one we talked about, there's no other way to access it.
There isn't.
Well, the first
that's
one
the
is
only
no
that's
yeah.
the
yeah.
access to
yeah.
his property.
Well, then they have a landlocked piece of property.
But if
well,
you own property past
no
that
landlocked.
Point,
yeah.
they you can't prohibit someone from
right.
accessing.
Even
their
on a discontinued, you can't deny
right.
somebody
access
to
their
property
to hunt or to.
If there's no other access.
But that's a civil issue, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Correct.
Exactly.
So just tell them good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You know, I can tell you.
As far as I'm concerned,
yeah.
as soon as the town voted to discontinue
yeah.
a road,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
yeah. the people
we're out of
spoken.
It. We're out of it.
Yeah.
You want to see the logger.
But
so
these people
oh.
just don't like their
answer. He's persistent.
Yeah.
Staggering.
Yeah. Staggering.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes people just don't like the answer no.
Yes.
Oh, it's hard if he is trying to get to
it's
us.
Very practical. I mean, it obviously,
well,
it's practical to
I can see both sides,
do what he wants to
yeah,
do.
But
yeah,
we can't
right.
go by our emotions.
Nope.
Right.
That's
yeah.
something
nope.
we can get involved in.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So, okay. It's so the policy.
So, good luck. Just good
yeah.
luck with that.
All right. Now we have a resignation to the Budget Committee. And it's addressed to Lynn Chivers. Chairperson of Municipal Budget Committee, and it's Lynn, this letter is to formally resign from the Candia Municipal Budget Committee effective August 5th, 2023. I no longer have the time or the energy to properly contribute to this committee. Cordially, Dick Snow.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation with deep regret. And
that.
Thank him for all of his years of being involved.
Patrick,
second
it. Patrick, second.
I'm sorry.
All in favor?
Sue.
Who are you?
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Thank you. And a ZBA appointment.
We have Mr. Keenan right here to.
Hello, boys.
Yeah.
So,
I'd be happy to. Explain, Mr. Keenan had presented a case before the Zoning Board of Adjustment about a year ago, and he was well prepared,
yeah,
well versed in the law, and it was an easy case for us to decide. So I think just based on my experience seeing him before the board, I would support the Zoning Board's recommendation in their letter dated August 2nd that we appoint Mr. Keenan as an alternate to the Zoning Board. He apparently liked the process so much he wants to do it.
Did you win?
He wants to do it.
All right. That's what I was interested
in. What I would say, the
you compromised.
Board
yeah.
came to a just and
there we
supportable
go.
Decision.
Yeah. Yes.
So you won.
Yeah.
Right,
he wouldn't be given that much praise.
Boyd called me the next day to say what a nice job and that he was glad I was coming to town. That I should think about helping this
there
town.
You go.
Oh,
that's
so he talked to
him. Tonight.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that's a motion?
I'll
yes,
second
motion.
It if you want.
Sue, so second.
Mr. Chairman,
oh.
I just,
yeah.
as chair of the CBA, I would also like to recommend, ask for your favorable consideration of Mr. Keena's proposal to be a member of our board.
I didn't read your letter because Boyd got right in there, but it was the whole ZBA. The whole ZBA supported the decision.
Here for an hour, just to say that we would really appreciate your favor on our recommendation. So.
All right, we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian. Pat. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, thank you for serving the town. Thank you.
We have another one that will be coming up soon before you all.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
It's good that you can get people, right?
Yes.
All right, was there any other new business?
Yeah, what about the sale of town?
That land. You want that?
That is other. I put that under other. I did have the. You don't have to address this tonight.
Okay.
I extended the. We talked about this at the 21st.
Yeah,
we extended
five
steps.
Five
yeah.
More, right?
Yeah. So there they are.
Okay.
Sorry,
matrix.
Small.
Yeah.
No.
So we're good with that.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Okay.
And this is the new matrix here.
Yeah, it's just extended out the five steps. So.
Okay.
Sorry that it's so small.
So this
on the paper.
That's painful.
So that's another 10 years it's going to take them to get out those 10 after those five
yes.
steps. Well, that covers just about everybody on the payroll.
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Now we have a request to purchase some town-owned land. It's map 409, lot 107-1.
Do we have a letter from somebody indicating their interest?
It was verbal. She called me.
She talked to Andrea.
Yeah.
He or she, I don't remember.
Sorry, I have her information in the office. I just want to bring
okay.
it to the board to see what you wanted to do. So,
yeah.
If that's something you were interested in.
Do we do that? How do we do that?
You can. Okay. Well, you can do sale, bid, auction. I wouldn't do auction because it's a small amount.
No.
Or dispose of, for just of course, I'm missing the second part of my paper, but dispose it. As justice.
No.
I know.
That's
as justice requires. Yeah.
There's no transparency there. There's no public. No. Sealed business.
What world are we on? Where are we here?
Right.
So this is Raymond Road.
Right in the back. Right on Raymond
and
Road.
And do you know T-Built? This is T-Built.
This is Raymond Road.
Yep. This is this little one in front.
It borders Ronnie's property, that 188.
Yeah. And the person that wants to buy it is right here. He's 108.
Right.
So he's like, it's kind of to his side.
Where's T-Built?
And whose property is that?
T-Built is in the front. And it's, I believe the name of the gentleman in 108 is Beaumont. And it's his mother that actually called for him, so. And Ron owns the big.
No?
Less
landlord?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ron owns
a
big piece on the
so
other
only
side.
Only get access to only this one and this one.
How about this
and
one?
That one.
Well, let's advertise it. Sale, bid, sale.
Can I do it?
Okay. Send a notice to each one of these abutters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And minimum bid would be the assessed value.
The 12,000? Okay.
No, assessed or appraised?
Steve about it, and he said that the 12,000 was a good, because it is landlocked. It's a back piece of property.
It's a good current number?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
$12,000.
Okay.
Huh?
I
said
I
might be on
it.
There's a.
How are you gonna get to it?
Helicopter.
There's a right of way next to T-Bill.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right. So
you, map,
you need a motion or anything for that, or is that good enough?
No, I can. Or if you want, yeah, that's fine. I can put a sale bid and then.
Okay.
We'll bring it back.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Huh? Not bad. I expected this.
Town warrant.
Oh, we're not done.
We're not gonna.
Oh, just
anything.
It was mentioned. Bill Saffy had mentioned the recommendations that was discussed at the budget committee meeting last
week.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
And they, there was discussion about do they, should we put, do we want recommendations on the ballot, so.
Yeah, we discuss that every year, whether we're gonna put it on there or not.
Yeah, I mean, can the board do it in the budget committee or not? I don't, I mean, it's not really consistent.
Somebody had recommended that we start putting names next to who recommends and who doesn't recommend.
No, legally, you're, if somebody doesn't vote for something, legally, you're supposed to have that in the minutes, who voted against and who voted for everything. And I think that's, that might be getting confused with this.
Right.
The recommendations that you do not have to have legally. And the budget committee, I think, was against it. I don't want.
I think they felt that it wasn't really.
They still did it, right?
It wasn't, you weren't getting the results of having the recommendations as, you know, they think it might have been false or they just wasn't, it was getting people to vote maybe differently than they probably should.
And they know it. They.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be done differently.
That's Russ.
Is he still listening?
Yeah. Yes, Russ. Hello?
Could you hear some of it? Who was all at the meeting? A number of people in the audience?
We're not doing that.
Not many. We're still in the meeting, but it was probably about eight, 10 people.
Okay. All right. No, I'm sorry. I thought you were over.
All right. I'll talk to you after.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Well, what's wrong with putting the vote on the warrant article? It's a statement of fact.
Someone was just questioning it and thought maybe that it shouldn't be there.
They thought it influenced
how
people voted, which it does appear to be honest with you, if you follow it. Although there's been a couple of times the budget committee has been different from the selectmen.
Right.
And they'll tend to go, depending on what year it was and who it was as selectmen, they'd go with the selectmen and not the budget committee.
But it's transparency.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, like I said, it was the budget. I said I'd put it on the agenda, so.
It's
something you can discuss as close.
Not a battle I'm going to fight. I don't care.
I wish people were more involved to get
to. We can discuss it the further we get down into the process here. I mean, we just decided tonight.
We've discussed it, I think, every year since.
Yeah.
Voting by what's.
I know there's years, there were years that wasn't on the ballot.
Yeah, for years and years it wasn't.
Right, so.
Well, if we don't put it on, we're going to hear people complain that it's not on.
Probably.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Right. All right. And the calendar, All Home Day is Saturday, August 26th, 11 to 2. Next select board meeting, August 28th, 6:30. Any public input? Oh,
you
drove them right out of here.
Don't get a complex or anything.
All right. If there's nothing else. Motion to adjourn, anybody?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
So,
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Thank you.